And let's bring to the airways, if I may, Stephen B. Zelikoff. He's an MD, PhD, founder of Specialty Orthopedics in New Rochelle. Dr. Zelikoff, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us today. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. So happy to be here. And thanks again for the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. Tell us about your practice. But can I go here, doctor? PhD and an MD? Come on. How long were you in school, if I may ask?
Misspent youth. So it was a lot of fun. I spent a bunch of time doing research, which was really, really interesting. And teaches you how to think. So that was really fun. But I enjoy my clinical practice, and I've been having fun for a long time.
Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Montefiore. God bless you for that. Walk us through the orthopedics. You know, all of us worry about a hip replacement. Doc, there's so many things as you get older you worry about. And what is available at Montefiore New Rochelle Hospital in the orthopedic surgery department?
Well, we've been very, very fortunate in that we've had a lot of support from the Montefiore system in terms of providing us with an incredible number of resources, both in terms of technology. We now have the ability to use robotic surgery for our joint replacements at Montefiore New Rochelle. And we created a program at Montefiore New Rochelle called Joint Solutions a number of years ago. And what we tried to do was to sort of create a home for our patients that have hip and knee replacements and other orthopedic issues. So we have a dedicated unit, and it's not just a floor. It basically, you know, because floors are floors. It all comes down to the people that are there, the supporting it. We have private rooms for all of our patients, and they get the compassionate care. This is like old school care where, you know, the nurses know your name. They care for you. You know who to ask for. And the care is spectacular, and I think that that's been an incredible part of it. And it focuses on safety as well, and I think that if you look at our outcomes in terms of our complication rates, our infection rates, our patient satisfaction surveys, I think they've been terrific, and I think that that really speaks to the staff that's there taking care of these patients.
And so what advancements have been made in the, Joe asked the doctor, because as you get older, I worry about hip. A shoulder, knee replacement. What advancements have been made in that regard, Dr. Zelikoff?
I mean, it comes down to several things. One has to do with the safety of the procedure and the comfort level, because most people, that by the time they come to a point where they may need a hip or knee replacement or some type of a shoulder replacement, their concern is, number one, is this going to hurt? How miserable am I going to be, and what can I do afterwards? And I think that we've really evolved in the way we do the operations, both in terms of the anesthesia. We use various types of medications at this point. They really try to avoid narcotics, if at all possible. Most of our patients with hip and knee replacements are up the same day, and many of them go home the same day. So it's really changed in terms of their ability to get up and walk and move, and I think that that's been the biggest focus. The other biggest piece that I tend to see, because I see a lot of my patients are younger, people in their 40s and 50s, and the big concern is this going to wear out in 5, 10 years? And I think contemporary hip replacements and knee replacements now last 30, 40, even 50 years. You know, so I think that they've become more lifetime implants in terms of the materials that we're using, in terms of the way we do it, in terms of the way the implant fixes to the bone. So I think that that's really changed in terms of what people can expect in terms of their activities and in terms of the procedures that they have. So a lot of times people come to us and they say, like, oh, I'm too young to have a hip or a knee replacement. I say, look, you're 55 or what have you. You're too young not to, in some ways, in the sense that, you know, these are great years of your life. And if you're in pain, if you're not doing the things that you want to do, get better and get your mobility back.
What a great conversation. I mean, I worry about that. I mean, it's a running joke on the show, doctor. I'm a hypochondriac. I worry about all these things. But if you can take care of it, better to do it sooner than later as far as a hip or a knee or a shoulder, right? Because otherwise, you get too old, then it's safer while you're younger. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, yes?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, people also talk about age. We tend to look at physiologic age, which is how healthy you are. I see people in their 90s that are in great shape and they're walking and they're running and they're playing tennis. And I have people in their 50s that I don't want to go near because they're sick and they're not able to have anything done. So I don't look at age as the number as much. But the biggest piece is that you just don't want to wait too long, because the stiffer you are, the weaker you are, the more pain you're in, the harder the recuperation is going to be. You obviously don't want to have surgery until you need it. And I think that there's no such thing as a small operation when it's on you. So there's so many things we can do before surgery in terms of infections, therapy, bracing, and things like that. But when you do need to have surgery, get it done, get better, and get back to the things you enjoy doing.
Dr. Zelikow. Before we let you go, sir, appreciate your time. And the doctor is the chief of orthopedic surgery at Montefiore in New Rochelle. Joint Solutions, doc. What is Joint Solutions, this program that you founded, sir?
Again, it's a multidisciplinary program focusing on taking care of patients with joint problems. And we've been recognized by the Joint Commission with a gold seal. And we were the first hospital, the first program in New York State that actually was honored with that in our region. So this is something that we've been very proud of for many, many years now. And it really focuses on excellence in terms of making sure that patients are comfortable, they're safe, and the patient outcomes in terms of how they do with their surgery is something that we've been able to reproducibly provide to them. And again, it's a dedicated unit with dedicated staff and patients, and anesthesiologists, physical therapists, nutritionists, nurse practitioners who all focus on trying to make sure that our patients do fantastic. And the beauty is you don't have to leave New Rochelle. If you're in the Westchester area, come see us. We'll take great care of you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the city. And that's been a big advent in terms of supporting our community.
Doc, you got to come back. You know why? You sound like you're a common sense guy. And we all worry about that as we get older. And you're coming up with solutions. Great work there at Montefiore, New Rochelle, as chief of orthopedic surgery. Please come back anytime, Dr. Zelikow. Have a great weekend. Yeah, we appreciate your time and great chat this morning, sir. All the very best. And let's talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you as well. Stephen B. Zelikow, MD and PhD. Here's a guy spent some time in school, man. Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Montefiore, New Rochelle, where he founded the Joint Solutions Program. I'm on my way, Doc. I know. I think about every question I ask is about me. All right. Oh, before we break, before we go, Debbie, we have a trivia question for you. Hold on. You call in with the correct answer to today's New Rochelle trivia question to 877-970-2999. That's our number. And if you're the first correct caller, you'll win a $50 gift certificate from Sugar Plums Restaurant, a quaint soul food eatery on North Avenue in New Rochelle, featuring fried, baked, or barbecue chicken, pork chops, salmon, or fried catfish, just to name a few. Try their swag special, chicken, shrimp, and their famous mac and cheese. The number for Sugar Plum is 914-413-7533. Remember, if you won a prize before, they say in the past 60 days you're not eligible, but I know a guy. I can let you in. Here, here's New Rochelle's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, our friend Catherine White, with today's trivia question.
The New Rochelle Chamber of Commerce and the City of New Rochelle celebrate this holiday with the second largest parade of its kind in New York State. What holiday is it?
Good. Thank you, Catherine. Great question. And give us a call, 877-970-2999, and I get that $50 gift certificate from Sugar Plums Restaurant.